I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now as I sit before him in prayer? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly, Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I ponder, what does God desire for me in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again, I ask him directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer? In this day, at this point in my life, and I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire in faith. What grace do I seek from my prayer today? Love, peace, serenity, courage, strength, faith, perseverance, joy. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to the scripture for today's prayer, the the passage from Romans 6. And I begin with slow, attentive reading. I notice the word or phrase which calls to me, and I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you also must consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. I repeat the word or phrase again and again in my mind. I reflect on the word or phrase which has caught me. What does this word or phrase mean to me? I savour it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I notice what this word or phrase makes me feel. I talk to God. I tell him about what this phrase means to me and what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God, simply being still in Him. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the word or phrase I already have, I remain with it. Otherwise, I return to the scripture for another. Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we have been buried with him by baptism into death, so that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in the newness of life. But if we have died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. We know that Christ, being raised from the dead, will never die again. Death no longer has dominion over him. The death he died to sin, once and for all. But the life he lives to God. So you must also consider yourselves dead to sin and alive to God in Christ Jesus. I stay with my new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. I reflect on my new word or phrase. What does it mean to me? I notice what this word or phrase makes me feel. I observe where these feelings are coming from. Where they are leading to. I savor my word or phrase. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God. I tell him what this word or phrase means to me. And I tell him how it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being in Him. Being still. Feeling His presence surround me. Thank you. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another, about how I have been moved during this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.